Christ is risen. So, how about you? You risen? Do you feel like you've been raised from the dead? Or are there parts that still feel kind of dead inside? Maybe troubled by guilt or worry or seeking purpose or meaning in life? The ways it feels like the stone is still stuck in front of the tomb? Yet today we might be hoping for news that knocks our socks off and helps everything make sense. But our story today is not real conclusive. We have a story about an empty tomb, two unnamed guys who tell the women what it means, but we don't know who or what they are, and the only witnesses to this were women who in those times were regarded as unreliable, as evidenced by the end of the story where we're told the disciples dismissed their words as an idle tale. Great. No proof. So yeah, might feel like the stone's still in front of the door. And you know, our difficulty is everything else in our lives is open to proof and evidence, isn't it? That's our standard. But things of the heart, matters of the soul, they don't fit into standards of proof and evidence. So if we're looking for a 21st century kind of proof, truth is we wreck the story. Now I think the Gospels intentionally leave all kinds of loose ends and unmade conclusions for us so that we have to figure it out. It's almost like the Gospel writers are saying, you tell me what resurrection is. The disciples dismissed it as an idle tale. How come? Well, I suspect they didn't understand it yet. They were still hanging on to their stones of fear and confusion. They just didn't get it. So what will it take to remove the stones that we hang on to in front of our tombs? Well, the good news is it's not up to us to roll the stone away ourselves. What we need to do is let go, to stop hanging on to it and preventing our tombs from being opened now. See, letting go means to risk not pretending to be in control of everything or have it all figured out so that we are open to the things that we crave. Being forgiven, the feeling of being loved and wanted, of being sought after. Prove that, huh? Well, the tomb is open. So, will we step out of the tomb and start to really live and live new? Or will we hang on to the stone and stay inside and wonder why it's so dark and why it stinks in there? Now, we need to remember, God doesn't just do things while we sit and watch. If we want resurrection to be real and new, don't expect God to do all the heavy lifting. God raises us to new life, but it's up to us to use it and live it. God has already removed the stone. It's up to us to walk out, to walk past the stones of seeking proof or of trying to force this story to make some kind of evidentiary sense. The world threw everything it had at Jesus, thinking that that was power. Jesus was denied, he was beaten, he was spit on, he was whipped until he was bloody, he was crucified to death, and he died. And the world thought it had won. The empty grave says, you think that's power? Ha! Let me show you what real power is. New life out of death. Love over hate. See, Easter doesn't end with Jesus. It starts with Jesus. It is for us. It is God's promise for us for new life, not the old one lived over, but new life that is free from fear and limits, free from imitations and all the shiny things in front of us that we bite on. We experience the power of God's promise when we and those we love approach the end of life unafraid because of God's promise that we will be recreated new and fresh and free. Now, that's one of the ways God's promise of resurrection is real. But it's not the only one. Another one happens now. Whether we are raised to life today. But if we don't live it, what's the point? The seeds from my garden arrived this week. I'm excited. Doesn't take much for me. Now, I could leave those seeds on my kitchen counter all summer long. Not the right thing, is it? I need to plant them. I need to use them. They are the way they are designed. If I don't, what's the point? We have been brought to new life. If we don't live it, what is the point? So we don't just watch. We follow. We follow Jesus out of the grave into new life. We follow this Jesus whose very first words were, "The kingdom of God has come to you. It is at hand." Now the kingdom of God, God's ways of love and new life, is meant to be lived in this world. The kingdom of God has begun. But we know it's not complete. It's not done yet. But God is still in the process of healing this world, even as the forces of evil work day and night to drag us back into the darkness. So Christ is risen, and so are we. So what now? Well, we let go of the stone. We walk out of the grave and we grab this new thing that God has begun in Jesus. Now, we don't need to take on all the evil and pain at once. But like Jesus, we get to bring this good news of life one person at a time. To love the way we have been loved. To forgive the way we have been forgiven. To care for the least and the lost and the last. To comfort the brokenhearted. To visit those in prisons and hate. Prisons of addiction and blame and fear. Jesus sends us out of the grave to heal the sick, to cast out demons, and to raise the dead. Yes, you. Yes, you. Now, you might think, wait, I don't do that. Well, here's how it works. That's what happens at places like Serenity Inn that you help make possible. It's a place where men who've spent years and years in addiction enter into recovery. And there they are healed. And their demons are cast out. And after years of stumbling in the near death of addiction, they get new life. That is what the kingdom of God looks like in this world. That is what Jesus calls us to do and to be because we follow. Don't settle for the same old thing or hang out behind the stone and complain about how dark it is. Dare to live your life. Living new life means choosing to not fit into the ways of the world, but to dare to live differently. So let go of the stone. Step out of the tomb and start to live. We've already been saved, redeemed, and set free. Now, we cannot prove Jesus' resurrection. But we can certainly show ours. When the hungry are fed, the poor are cared for, when justice is a priority, people will no longer need to ask why God isn't doing something, because God will be doing something in you as we live this new life. That is the proof Jesus lives, not an empty grave. But forgiven, redeemed, resurrected people who make it our business to love the way God loves, not just in words, but in actions. So let go of the stone. The tomb is open. Walk out. You've been given new life. This is the time to live it.